What Women Must Know with Sheryl Selman, Mondays at 2 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Everyone, this is Dr. Sheryl Selman. I'd like to welcome you to What Women Must Know. I'm a naturopathic doctor specializing in holistic perspectives and solutions for women's health matters. Thanks for joining me for another fascinating show. You know, this program is dedicated to providing women with greater knowledge to help them regain and maintain optimal health at all stages of their lives. And I want to add that it's not just about women. The show also has valuable information for men, so I hope everyone stays tuned, listens in, especially today. We've got a very special guest with a topic that will touch the lives of just about everybody listening. So thanks again for joining in, because this really is an opportunity to have the kind of in-depth conversations about issues that are really important for us to have, so we know the truth and can make informed decisions regarding the needs of our health. So I don't know if you have paid attention to some of the headlines recently, but last week a new study definitely made the headlines. And it had as its kind of lead title, study, 1 out of 10 adults worldwide are obese. Now, this is such a shocking study. This was a study that was conducted out of Harvard University and also the University of London. And they came up with some really bone-chilling statistics. Basically, they're saying that the obesity rates worldwide have doubled in the last 3 decades, even as blood pressure and cholesterol levels are dropped. Now, they estimate that, 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, I guess it is, 1980, I lose track of time, about 5% of men and 8% of women worldwide were obese. Now, as they went through all the statistics, as of 2008, they have found that it's nearly doubled to 10% of men and 14% of women globally around the world. That means that it's about 205 million men and 297 million women weighed in as obese. And another 1.5 billion adults were overweight, according to the study. Now, it's really hard to get one's head around these numbers. What is going on? Why is this surging? There are numerous causes, not just one cause. What are the complications, the indications, the consequences for a global population? Remember, 1.5 billion adults are overweight, and overall, it's about 500 million are obese. What does that portend for our health? And even countries that never exhibited weight problems, like China, are showing obesity issues. South Africa has really high rates of obesity. It's showing up in all parts of the world, in some places that never had to deal with this problem at all. So, as my loyal listeners will know, I've been talking about this problem for a while now. It is something that is of great concern to me. And another piece of this challenging situation is that while we know we have to lose weight, while we know that 72 million Americans are overweight, the solution to the problem is where we get into trouble, because it seems, even though we spend $50 billion or so in the weight loss industry, the facts of the matter show that within 5 years, up to 98% of people will be right back where they started from, if not in worse condition. So the old ways aren't working, you know, those old ways where you're supposed to reduce your calories and increase your exercise. That very simplistic formula that might have worked at one point in time is failing us, and people are getting frustrated, depressed, resorting to lap band surgery. And by the way, 1 in 50 people will die from a lap band surgery or bariatric surgery of some sort to help staple their stomach. There are risks involved with that program. And so we're kind of stumped. What are we doing? What can really help solve the problem and restore our health? Most of all, what's going to help restore our health from the consequences of obesity? So today we're looking at the solution to the obesity epidemic, and to help us get a little light on the subject and inspire us, because I find it's no good talking about problems. It just makes us more depressed, and we're already surrounded by all sorts of challenges. Who wants one more problem? But when we have a solution, that's another story. So we're going to be talking about a solution to a very serious problem. And to help us understand the situation, to really explain what we need to do, and particularly a new paradigm that has been shown to be incredibly successful, is my guest today, Dr. Dan Kunz, who is a retired chiropractic physician and a naturopathic medical doctor. He presently consults with the nutritional industry and hosts the longest-running live wellness radio show in the U.S., called Healthy House Call. So he's quite a personality in his own right. And Dr. Kunz has also interned with a genius. I mean, so many people I've talked to claim that this doctor, Dr. A.T.W. Simmons, should be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, or should have been, because Dr. Kunz has helped to stabilize 50,000 diabetics using the protocol developed by Dr. Simmons, as well as helping thousands of other people who are struggling with their weight. So this is a really exciting show, and it's a pleasure to welcome you, Dr. Kunz, to the show today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stone. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, this is a really exciting topic, and the reason that that I have the opportunity to talk with you is because you actually sent me this email explaining that you actually had an up-close and personal experience with Dr. Simmons, and that really certainly got my attention, because, as you know, and I've been sharing this with my listeners, that I've been writing a book about this whole HCG experience. It's been so profound in my life, but There are all these stories and quotes from Dr. Simmons, but I never had the opportunity to meet somebody who personally knew the man. So this was really exciting for me. And I'm going to let you just share your story a bit, and we can go into the benefits and, you know, what is really going to get us out of this dilemma that is affecting so many people. And I may add that even just 10 pounds being above your normal weight can be a risk factor for your health. So really, we're really talking to a vast majority of the people in this country. So why don't we just start there? Why don't you just share how this encounter first began for you?
Sure, Dr. Selman. Well, my band was performing at a medical conference, and I was in the process of mixing up some cocktails at the request of the doctors that were there, because I came up with a nutritional formula to help neutralize the effects of the alcohol and therefore reduce hangover and some of the problems that go along with alcohol. So while I was mixing this up, I was adding some vitamins to the mix, some B vitamins and a few things, some chromium, some milk thistle, to help neutralize and detoxify the liver. And while I was doing that, there was a gentleman that walked over and started talking to me and asked what I had added to the formulation that I was mixing there. And I said, well, I told him, and the B complex, the milk thistle, and the chromium, and I told him that I had studied an article that had appeared quite some time ago, and it was written by a famous doctor in Rome, Italy, by the name of Dr. Simeon, and explained that he had explained in great detail during this article that the vitamins would help basically neutralize the molecules of the alcohol, because the vitamins are negatively charged. The toxins in alcohol are positively charged and therefore would have a neutralizing effect. And while I was mixing it up, he said, oh, and by the way, don't forget to add the orthonine, the choline, the methionine, and also the inositol. And that's when I said, well, you know what, you're right, because that was in the article as well. And that's when he introduced himself as Dr. Simeon. And so I explained to him that my interest was in primarily weight loss, and I studied his protocol using the HCG, the human chorionic gonadotropin. And he was very much impressed that I had familiarized myself with his protocol. And so we talked for quite a while, and one thing led to another, and I told him I wanted to study with him, since I had actually the opportunity to meet him and pick his brain and discuss this whole thing. And so the whole thing evolved into an opportunity and invitation for me to join him in his practice in Rome, Italy, which would, of course, would have taken place after my internship. So we began studying, and I said, what's the best way for us to launch a research protocol right now while I'm still in school? And he said, well, you need to affiliate yourself with a licensed medical doctor, which I did, Dr. Virgil Moss, MD. And he said, set up a research foundation. And I told him about my interest in diabetic research and explained to him that I knew that if we could get the patients, the diabetic, type 2 diabetics, to lose weight, that we could stabilize their diabetes. And he said, you know, you're absolutely right, and I've done this thousands and thousands of times. So he got real excited about my interest in helping the diabetic population. So we set up a research foundation, Diabetic Research Foundation, and all of the patients that we treated with Dr. Moss were entered through this diabetic research. It was absolutely fabulous. And Dr. Simeon would review our laboratory tests and the history, and which we would send to him, and he would personally outline and detail a very specific weight loss protocol, which, of course, was the core of the program, was the HCG. And along with this, he had other suggestions, along with cleansing and many things that are not discussed in his famous manuscript. It's called Pounds and Inches. I had really a special opportunity to discover his laboratory approach and his patient evaluation, his examination procedure, which was much more in-depth than what was ever revealed in his manuscript called Pounds and Inches. We quickly discovered that it was very important to detoxify the liver, balance the thyroid and the liver, working in harmony together, and also make sure that the gut was totally cleaned out before we began this program, and also make sure that the patient had regular bowel movement throughout the program, because, Dr. Selman, as you probably know, that this particular diet with the HCG does have a tendency to cause sluggish elimination and, in some cases, full-blown constipation. So when we begin the program, we want to make sure that the gut's totally cleaned out. And then, of course, along the way, we make sure the patient is having normal elimination. And if they have weight loss or elimination challenges, then we add Senna, which is Dr. Simeon's favorite. And along the way, there would be other things that would happen as well. So his protocol dictated between 23 days and 40 days. Depends on what the patient weight loss goals were. We achieved between 30 and 40 pounds weight loss per 40-day segment. And it was very, very exciting for Dr. Moss and myself to be working with Dr. Simeon. And Dr. Moss did his own research and said, man, he said, this doctor is absolutely phenomenal. He was very much impressed with the track record of Dr. Simeon. And then when he started seeing these protocols come out, that Dr. Simeon had taken time to personally sit down and analyze the patient's condition, evaluate the findings, review the laboratory test, review our findings in the physical examination, put the whole thing together and come up with a beautiful protocol for each and every patient. And I'll tell you what, our results were phenomenal. Everybody that was compliant, everybody lost weight, everybody did well. We did have a handful of patients that were non-compliant, and in those cases, we referred them to other physicians, and in following up with those patients, we found that they were also non-compliant with the doctors that we had referred them to. And so we surmised, Dr. Simeon and I discussed it, and he said, you know what, there's some people that have just surrendered to obesity, and they're not candidates for this program, they're not candidates for other doctors' programs, they have resigned themselves to be overweight. And so in these cases, of course, we lost track of these people because they didn't follow through with anybody. But I was just absolutely totally impressed with Dr. Simeon's compassion. He wanted to help as many people as possible, and he told me, he said, Dan, after I bring you over here and you take over the practice, I'll be able to be free to teach doctors around the globe in helping them with their weight loss challenges. And the doctors, of course, that he had so many doctors inquire, many physicians would come and visit him for 1 or 2 days, and that was nowhere near long enough to get a grasp on his complete total protocol using the HCG. So he said, Dan, I'm going to go around the world and train doctors how they can treat their patients with obesity and the type 2 diabetics, all the patients that can benefit from this program, teach these doctors how they can help their own patients. And he said, this is how I'm going to be able to multiply the benefit of my own expertise and practice. So it was really extremely exciting, Dr. Stelman.
Well, let's talk about what this HCG protocol is. You know, I'm sure people are really curious, especially people who are listening and haven't really been introduced to it before. So let's start at the very beginning and talk about how Dr. Simeon's came about being involved with this, the challenge of obesity, and why this is considered a new paradigm for not only weight loss, but healing the body.
Well, you know, the HCG, it's been our own experience in working with this and stabilizing over 50,000 type 2 diabetics. I have been continually impressed with the multiple benefits that the HCG program provides, such as, for example, women following pregnancy, we're able to place them on this program, and their stretch marks are immediately reduced, and this is an excellent way, an excellent protocol in helping them to achieve resolution of the healing and that can take place. The scar tissue is drastically reduced and improved, much faster weight loss.
Wait, can we stop there? Why is that so?
The HCG has a phenomenal cleansing effect on the skin, a rejuvenation effect. This is a hormone, the human chorionic gonadotropin. Has a rejuvenating effect on the skin, like an anti-aging benefit, because that's what this really is. Not only for weight loss, but this has a total and profound balancing on the entire endocrine system. So as the HCG is releasing the abnormal fat, the brown fat, this increases circulation. See, as you know, Dr. Stelman, there's three types of fat. We have the normal fat that our body can call upon and extract nutrition from. We have the supportive fat, for example, around the kidneys. And then we have the abnormal fat that tends to accumulate in men around the waistline and in women around the upper thighs and the buttocks. And then as the women continue to gain weight, if they don't check, control the problem, then, of course, it extends up around the waist. So this is the nature of the brown fat, and that's the, I call it the magic. Now, my Christian patients don't like that word, so we try to avoid it, but that's the best analogy to relate with most people. They say, what do you mean by magic? I say, well, this approach is absolutely 100% unique. There's nothing like it because this is like going to a cosmetic surgeon who can do and perform liposuction, who can specifically extract fat from certain parts of the body. Well, for example, with a lot of my patients who come to see me, they say, gosh, I went on the weight loss program and I lost a whole lot of weight, but I can't get rid of these love handles. And so we find that the HCG has a very specific affinity for, once we launch the program, to attack those areas of brown fat that other weight loss programs are not able to get to. And the love handles is one approach. And, of course, with women, once they've gone through numerous weight loss programs that have been successful to various extents, however, many times they either regain the weight or they're unable to attack those areas that the other weight loss program was unsuccessful with. For example, my female patients call them the saddlebags, right around the outer hips, and this particular area is the last area, the most stubborn, most difficult area for the body to eliminate. So this HCG is like going in for liposuction. It totally targets that area of fat that other weight loss programs have been unsuccessful in removing and to get rid of. So that's what I like to call the magic of the HCG. It is totally unique, 100% amazing And every single time I see this, I tell myself, you know, this is incredible, because the patient, many times they've been to other doctors, they've been compliant with weight loss programs, they've been successful in many cases, and for those that haven't gained the weight back, they still complain about specific parts of the body where they have persisting fat. And they say, gosh, you know, I don't want to see the cosmetic surgeon, but if I have to, I'm going to go see him and get these lumps taken out. So they're talking about the saddlebags for women, and the guys, it's the love handles. And I've had numerous patients come to see me that this is their only concern. Others, of course, are type 2 diabetics, where they have, in many cases, given up. They have been unsuccessful in helping to control their cravings. The beautiful part about HCG is after 2 weeks, the cravings for sugar goes away. And that's because the weight loss protocol, the dietary modification, is free from carbohydrates, and therefore, along with the HCG, has that benefit and modification and balance in the entire hormone system.
You know, one of the things that's pretty amazing about what Dr. Simeon's discovered was why obesity is a metabolic disorder. And when we start putting on this long-term stored fat, which is different than normal, you know, a few pounds that we put on, and that's considered a normal structural fat, but when we really start packing on those pounds so we become misshapen, and men get that big gut, that visceral fat, and women find, as you said, those saddlebags, it's a symptom for the body to do that. It's a symptom that there is a disorder going on, and that is why his work is so brilliant, according to so many of the doctors, including yourself, that I've talked to, because no one is talking about the underlying disorder that is driving obesity. Can we talk a bit about that, Dan?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about the metabolic syndrome, which, of course, involves the insulin resistance, the high blood pressure, the belly fat, and specific targeted areas in the body where there's a total lack of balance, and, of course, the thyroid issues. We have to balance these concerns. The thyroid and the liver must be in balance. Dr. Simeon and I discussed this extensively, had a very special protocol in helping to address these issues, not just with Synthroid. That's all we had back in those days for prescription medication. However, Dr. Simeon was also quite familiar with Armour Thyroid, which was long before the days of levothyroxine, which is the generic name for Synthroid. And he had a technique where we balanced the thyroid and liver. We had to detoxify the gut, meaning the small and large intestine. And if we didn't do that, then the patient following this protocol would have a more difficult time in keeping the weight off. We found that if we would go on a cleansing program for at least a week, a few days before we launched the HCG and the dietary modification that goes along with the HCG, patients did much, much better. They responded faster to the HCG, and it was just a beautiful approach. None of that is discussed in the manuscript Dr. Simeon wrote called Pounds and Inches that is available on the Internet. But there are a lot of things that he did in his practice that that other doctors are not aware of, because they didn't have the opportunity, as I did, in actually studying with him, working with him, training with him, having the benefit of going through our laboratory workups on our patients and taking a look at the ratio of our thyroid and all the things going on in the blood, cholesterol levels, triglycerides, and we would balance those out. And I was just continually amazed at how the cholesterol levels would drop into normal ranges within 30 to 60 days. Many of the patients were taking diabetic medications, metformin, and a number of other medications to help control their diabetes. And Dr. Moss, who I was working closely with during this Diabetic Research Foundation, was absolutely excited. He was amazed. He said, gosh, I didn't know that there was actually a way to get my patients off of the diabetic medication. And I said, well, that's what we're here for. We want to help our patients to the max. And he was just delighted. He wanted to help his patients as much natural approach as possible, and that's what we did. And when he found out there was a way to do this, well, I'll tell you what, he was jumping up and down with excitement. He said, man, this is exactly what I've been dreaming for. He said, this is just unbelievable. He couldn't hardly believe that this is a solution to what he had been dreaming about. And so just kind of plopped in his lap, I walked in his office one day and I said, hey, I've got an answer for all these diabetic patients and the obese patients that you're dealing with because I've met Dr. Simeon. And he was just incredibly excited. So the whole thing evolved from there, and of course, the rest is history.
So can we talk about the hypothalamus a bit more?
Sure. Now, that's that part of the brain that regulates and dictates the distribution of our fat in the body. Now, those of us that have an affinity for the brown fat accumulation around the waist, that's the brown fat. For women, of course, in the upper thighs and the buttocks area, that's the brown fat, the stuff that we don't want in the body. The hypothalamus is out of balance at that point. So what we find with the HCG, this has a specific affinity for helping to balance the hypothalamus and reset it. And following the minimum amount of time on the HCG is 23 days. The maximum time per segment is 40 days. Now, once the patient reaches that level, then whether it's 23 days or 40 days or somewhere in between, once they reach that level, we have them discontinue the HCG, and then they stay on the dietary modification for 3 more days. Now, following that 3 days, we switch them into a 3-week protocol where we increase the daily calorie intake of 1,500 calories, and that is and also free of any carbohydrates or sugar for that 3-week period of time. Now, what happens during those 3 weeks is the body readjusts to the new weight and goes through a metamorphosis of actually allowing the body to become used to that new weight level. So that 3-week period of time is critical, and that's the time where the hypothalamus is actually adjusting to and resetting for the rest of that patient's life, never have a problem with it again as long as they don't get out of control. So once the patient has finished that 3 weeks, then we're able to put them back on what I call a normal diet, which, of course, we teach them about the vices of sugar and all the things that everybody has heard about, but then they must be compliant with keeping things in moderation. We have them check their weight every single day, and if they happen to gain 2 pounds, we immediately put them back on the dietary modification for a couple of days until they get that weight off. And the 2-pound limit is what Dr. Simeon always found was the red light, the alarm. As soon as they gained 2 pounds for whatever reason, he would put them back on a dietary restriction, not HCG, but just a dietary restriction for a couple of days, few days, until the 2 pounds went off. And that way we kept the patient under control. And they would learn to regulate their own weight through doing this.
So I think to help clarify for people who've never heard of HCG before, we've been talking a lot about it, but I don't think we've really explained what it is. So I think it's important for people to understand what HCG is. When we talk about HCG, what it is,
sure.
How it's administered, why it is kind of the key piece to this puzzle, and also the various forms, effective forms, that it is available.
Sure. Well, during the early days, during this trial period of time with the Diabetic Research Foundation, we were using the classic Dr. Simeon protocol with the deep intramuscular injection of the HCG that would be given in the same area as B12 injections are normally rendered, on the upper outer thigh, the upper hip area. And when this is rendered, it has an immediate effect on the body. And just so the audience will know, HCG is ordinarily only seen in the female, in the human body during pregnancy. So this is the test that is ordinarily done to determine if there's pregnancy. So it's only recognized by the FDA for the treatment of infertility. It's never been recognized for the treatment of obesity, even though there's been thousands and thousands of cases, especially in my own practice, that have been effective and very successful. So anyway, the other forms of HCG that are now available through the miracles of modern medicine and modern science, the injection of HCG in the belly fat is now available. That's the prescription form of HCG. Now, in the recent times, there is now a new form of HCG that's been developed that is a diluted form, basically been referred to as the homeopathic form of HCG. And we have been testing this for quite some time, and over the past 5 years, it's extremely effective. I have been amazed that the effectiveness of this is almost as strong as the prescription form. Now, the patients need to be compliant with this program as well as the prescription HCG. The dietary modification is exactly the same. Everything is exactly the same with the homeopathic form or the diluted form that we've been working with as the prescription form. And I have been amazed at the results. So I have been working with many, many patients with this protocol. And again, we're seeing amazing results. We use the same approach that Dr. Simeon trained me with, and it exceeded my expectations. In the beginning, I have to tell you, I was a little bit skeptical. I thought, well, man, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give this a shot because if this works, if this is beneficial, this will help millions of people all over the world and also much more cost-effectively.
Absolutely. And I just want to reiterate a couple of things. So people really understand the profundity of this program. So this is really using one of the keys to the success of this program. Number one is the use of the HCG, the human chorionic gonadotropin. By the way, Dan, in the research I've come across, there's a Dr. Belluccio, who is an internationally renowned expert on obesity. He's kind of following on the work. I don't know if you've come across him, of Dr. Simeon. He's in Argentina.
Yes.
And he said, because I have a quote by him, that HCG is actually found in both men and women. It's found in different organs of our body naturally, although it's made in the highest amounts during pregnancy to support a healthy the survival of a fetus.
Yes.
I don't know if you've come across that, but that was really interesting because according to him, it's found in men and women, which is why often men ask, well, if this is a hormone made by women, is this safe for men to use? And in actual fact, it is, because not only is it found in male and female bodies, but it also has another purpose to support people, both men and women, during times of starvation. So when they don't have any food supply, instead of just using up their muscle mass, the body will actually go and pull from these stored fat reserves, try to survive, help them survive, because you're turning all that fat into calories and energy.
Yes.
So I think that's really reassuring for men to know that this, in fact, I don't know what your experience is, I'd like to hear it, but it seems that men have much greater success on this program, assuming they're following it precisely, have more rapid fat loss. And I think it's important to make that distinction, too, don't you, Dan? It's fat loss, not really weight, because you could be losing, as you said, those other forms of fat, the structural fat and your subcutaneous fat and even muscle mass, and your pounds will go down, but you are compromising your health if you're losing that kind of weight, whereas what happens in this protocol, it's only the toxic stored fat that HCG releases.
And something else that most doctors do not differentiate or discuss with their patients is that is on other weight loss programs, the body normally will convert muscle to energy because it requires less effort for the body to do that versus attack and convert the fat. So consequently, many people that go on weight loss programs are losing muscle first and then later fat, depending on how long they're on the weight loss program. And so that's why in many cases when the patient discontinues the weight loss program, they begin gaining back that weight very rapidly. The unique part, well, one of the segments is extremely unique, is that the HCG attacks the brown fat and consequently is actually the weight loss that we experience is brown fat weight loss. Not just weight loss in general, but brown fat. And that's why we see the specific I call it the liposuction approach, the specific affinity of HCG attacking the brown fat, the lumps around the bulge around the waist that the guys hate so much, that is part of the metabolic syndrome, and of course with women, the upper thighs and the buttocks. And that's their excitement becomes beyond description, as I'm sure you've seen, Dr. Selman, when they start to see the result of how the weight loss is coming off in these specific parts of the body. They just get really, really excited.
Yes, and I think that's such an important point, that we kind of generalize this term weight loss. And in fact, it really got the HCG protocol into trouble by the FDA, because this was reviewed by the FDA, and people are freaking out when they hear that the protocol requires a very low calorie diet for the 23 or so days that someone is using the HCG, because under any other circumstance, a 500-calorie diet is considered a starvation diet, which we all agree is a really unhealthy diet. You know, that's way too low, and people can't survive. And most people who do that kind of diet of 500 calories will get very gaunt and haggard and lose their muscle mass and, you know, are literally starving themselves.
Yes.
So the important distinction is that HCG, because it's converting this brown fat into up to 4,000 calories a day, so you are getting that liposuction effect, releasing it, dissolving these fat cells, you know, attacking just this toxic fat, it is supporting the body's ability to function optimally, to have energy, not feel fatigued, to feel actually very energized, not feel hungry. And
yes. And
when the FDA wanted to evaluate it, they compared the program to other weight loss programs without making any distinctions, without making distinctions that it's only the toxic fat that is being lost, that
Yes. People
are not feeling hungry, they're satisfied, feeling well compared to the starving 500. They didn't look at any of that stuff.
I know,
and that's you probably were right there in the middle of it when all that was going on.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, all of my patients that have been successful with this HCG protocol are just so excited, and you know, I'm talking about long-term permanent weight loss. These type 2 diabetics that came to me for help, I've monitored them, and they have been continually successful in keeping the weight off because of using the checking their weight every day, using the 2-pound weight scenario as an alarm clock. If that if they reach a 2-pound weight increase over where their base weight is, they immediately go back on a caloric restriction for a few days until they lose that 2 pounds, and they monitor their weight carefully. But basically, once they finish this program, once they finish the 3 weeks following the HCG, where they are basically free of carbohydrates and free of any sugar, after that 3 weeks, then during that time, they're resetting the hypothalamus, balancing their body, getting used to that new weight. Then we put them on a basically eat-whatever-you-want program. I know that Kevin Trudeau was attacked when he made that statement because it was taken out of context by people that evaluated his book and said, well, Kevin Trudeau said you can eat whatever you want. And they did not qualify that he said that's after the HCG. It's after the 3-week resetting of the hypothalamus program, and they can eat whatever they want. And if they gain 2 pounds, they go back on the caloric restriction and get that 2 pounds off. So technically, he was right, and he was right on target with the book. When Dr. Simi and I were working together, he said, Dan, when you get take this practice over and help me over here in Rome, Italy, I want you to call this the guaranteed weight loss cure. He said, that's exactly what we are offering here. He said, I use the word cure extremely conservatively. He said, but that's what we're doing here. The patients are 100% compliant with our program. This is 100% a cure for obesity. Now, if they go backwards and if they change the long-term approach that we've outlined for them, then they're on their own. He said they've deviated from the proven blueprint that we've already laid out for them. And if they don't deviate, then yes, this is a cure, and I want you to call it the guaranteed weight loss cure.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there aren't too many programs that can actually make that claim.
That's true.
A couple of things. You know, you said that Dr. Simmons had things that he was including in his protocol that He didn't write in his book Pounds and Inches, and you mentioned the role of the liver and thyroid. Can you talk a little bit about what you learned from him in that regard?
Sure. We found that in many cases the patients needed to go through a detoxification program that in itself was actually a resulting in weight loss. We found that when the patients, some of the patients that came in were too impatient. They said, I don't want to cleanse. I just want to start the weight loss protocol and roll from there. Even though we would explain, well, you'll respond better if you start a cleanse for at least 7 days before we launch the HCG. Many of these people were very adamant, hard-headed, and wanted to do it their way or hit the highway. And so we, even though we felt like they needed to cleanse first, we would go ahead and comply with their basically demands. And so I explained to these people that Dr. Simeon has taken time to research and develop this program and has found that if we cleanse the liver and also clean out the gut for at least 7 days before we launch the HCG, that the HCG protocol is much smoother, the body responds much better, the hypothalamus is more ready to go through this process of change and resetting, and the patient would just be much more comfortable during the actual weight loss program. The first 2 weeks, the first 2 days when we begin the HCG, the patient is in a loading phase. They eat whatever they want and as much as they want. And Dr. Simeon recommended to really load up on fats and carbohydrates. He said it's critical. And he said if they do this, then day 3, 4, and 5 will be much easier on them. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, those are the 3 days where the body, the HCG, the body is still catching up to the actual transition, the accumulative effect, where the brown fat is reaching a level of between 2,500 and 4,000 calories of brown fat being converted to energy. So the day 3, 4, and 5 were always the most difficult times, and that's why many of the doctors that are using this program today, the prescription form of HCG, are prescribing phentermine or other prescription anorexants. We find that with the natural approach, meaning the homeopathic or the diluted watered-down form of HCG, we put our patients on Lugo's solution. I muscle test the patients for what is best for them. If the patients are not in Phoenix, not in town, and we mail this the HCG to them, then we have them gradually increase the Lugo's solution to a level that helps them control the appetite. That is an excellent energy source. And Dr. Simi and I worked with that years ago when we first began this research, because he said no matter whether the patient is on thyroid medication or not, he said the Lugo solution, the liquid iodine, the 2%, will help the body, help the thyroid, deal with this weight loss protocol. So that is not discussed in the Pounds and Inches protocol, the manuscript that Dr. Simeon wrote. But that was part of his personal approach and what he trained me on when we began our studies years and years ago.
Wait, can I just interrupt, Dan?
Sure.
Why Lugo solution, which is a form of iodine drops, liquid iodine, which, of course, so many of the thyroid issues are the result of low thyroid levels or low iodine levels in the body because the thyroid uses a tremendous amount of iodine.
Yes.
But is that why he was recommending the Lugol solution, to support iodine function?
Yes, it was to help the thyroid. And of course, we did testing. We would do thyroid profiles with patients. Many times those would come back normal, and many times in reality the thyroid wasn't normal at all. And now we have the reverse T3 that we conduct, which actually measures the cellular thyroxine levels. And if that comes back low, then we know the patient is experiencing hypothyroidism, even if the thyroid profile came back normal. So many times when the patients come in, I say, well, why don't you check some blood studies for your thyroid? They say, oh, I've had that done. My doctor said it's fine. I said, but did he do a reverse T3? And they look at their lab work and they say, no, I don't see that here. And so we find that is a missing blood test that frequently is overlooked, even by some of the world's greatest endocrinologists. The reverse T3 measures the cellular thyroxine level. The other blood tests that are included in the thyroid profile measure only what's in the bloodstream at the time the sample is drawn. So there's a huge, huge difference between those tests.
You know, I have found in patients that I've worked the HCG program with, some of them had been on thyroid medication for a long time, 10, 15 years. And in Dr. Simeon's protocol, he does recommend people stop thyroid. Of course, you know, I would never recommend that to any patient.
Sure.
But I've had people who did do that on their own and have been able to totally recover thyroid function. It's quite amazing. Some people had to lower their dose of thyroid, and certainly if you are on thyroid medication, you really want to monitor how you feel while you're doing HCG, because it can, in fact, help either restore function totally or enhance the thyroid's functioning. And I need to say there are some people who it doesn't seem to affect at all. But that's such an interesting side effect, and I guess it's part of rebalancing the whole endocrine system, which the HCG protocol helps to do.
Yes, indeed. It really does. And you're right. Many of our patients following the HCG protocol were able to reduce or in many cases eliminate the necessity of their thyroid medication, of course, based on blood studies following their withdrawal from taking prescription thyroid. It was always regulated and studied relative to the blood finding.
Yeah.
But we'd also had the patient check their basal axillary temperature and monitor that as a way of self-checking themselves relative to the body temperature.
Did those temperatures go up?
Yes, in many cases they did, absolutely.
You know, the thing that fascinated me when I was first learning about this was the distinction that was made regarding thyroid and then the role of the hypothalamus. Now, for me and for so many people, we have been under the impression that it's the thyroid that's really the critical hormone regulating metabolism and therefore weight. And in fact, in my practice, I've seen people on thyroid medication and they didn't lose any weight at all. And some people felt better, some people didn't, but there wasn't necessarily a lot of weight loss. And that was always perplexing because that supposedly regulates how the body is improving, enhancing its metabolism, which is supposed to lose weight. But the amazing part of the HCG approach was that by addressing the hypothalamus, which is like the overseer, it's like the master gland overseeing the function of the pituitary and pineal and thyroid and all the other systems, that actually had the effect, as you were describing so well, of signaling the body to release these stored fat reserves in the presence of a low-calorie program. And so you really got the results you're wanting in the places in your body you want, safely reducing the toxic load, which is stored in that fat, and also helping the rest of the endocrine system to get back online again.
Yes, indeed. And earlier you mentioned about how the HCG or how does it work relative to improving the complexion of our skin. And it really boils down to the elimination of toxins in our body, and that's why cellulite is dramatically reduced during the HCG protocol.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know, as you know, I'm sure I've mentioned to you that I'm a big fan of this because I personally experimented with it, and as a result, lost 30 pounds of really stubborn fat that there was no way I could get rid of, no matter how hard I tried doing the proper things. And my body resculpted, you know, and not only did it resculpt and I lost 4 dress sizes, but I lost weight that I was holding for decades, particularly I noticed in my thighs, which have really slimmed down. And it's been extraordinary because there wasn't any way I was able to accomplish this, no matter how much I worked out in the gym, no matter how much I tried to change my diet and eat healthy. It was so extraordinary a transformation. And it has maintained that transformation.
I'm so happy, Dr. Selman, that you have discovered this and that you're implementing this in your practice, because your community is so very, very fortunate to have you there helping them and making this available to those patients that have struggled, as you have indicated here. It's many times not the type 2 diabetics, but people that have gone on many weight loss programs and have been successful to some extent with these other programs, but in many cases have regained the weight. And they go back and forth with this yo-yo effect, which in itself is very harmful to the body. Whereas the HCG, if the patient follows through and is compliant with every phase of the program, then this is actually a permanent weight loss program. And the other thing is I wanted to be sure to mention is we find that the patient must have daily bowel movement. Now, I know that in Dr. Simeon Pounds and Inches manuscript talks about this, and he didn't really emphasize that in the Pounds and Inches, but in real practice, we began with cleansing the entire gut, cleansing the liver, as long as the patients were not opposed to that. Sometimes the patients will come in and they say, well, gosh, I've got a wedding in 4 weeks. I've got to lose so much weight. I've got to be ready. I don't have time to take a week or two for cleansing. So in cases where there was a rush like that, we would get right into the program and help them lose, even though we'd explain to them about the importance of cleansing. But this daily bowel movement is one of the things we have found to be very, very important, and Dr. Simeon would recommend Senna, which is a long-term, old-fashioned botanical that helps clean out the gut.
Dan, you know, we're coming to the end of this fascinating conversation. I want to say one thing really quickly, and then I want you to give your contact details if, you know, people want to talk to you or have a website. But the other thing that's really important to understand is that once you finish the HCG protocol, you must change your ways. Because if you go back to the old ways of eating sugar and carbs and processed food and indulging in the very foods that the body was never designed to deal with, you're going to put the weight on. But because the HCG helps to eliminate the cravings and improve sleep and mood as well as this enhanced functioning of the body, people are it's much easier for people to kind of shift gears and get on to this healthy eating, or it's really a healthy lifestyle approach. It's like it's a fast track way to make these wonderful, positive, necessary changes.
Yes, very much so, Dr. Selman.
So why don't we give your contact details, Dr. Dan Kuhn, so people can find out more about you or find out about your radio show, because that's pretty amazing. You have the longest playing radio show, health talk radio show. Congratulations
yes, so
on that. That's pretty
thank
exciting.
You so much. Yes, I appreciate that. They can find me on Facebook. Enter my name, Daniel Watson Kuntz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, and that can direct them to our website, www.drdans8cg.com, as well as some other websites that we have. And I'm so excited, Dr. Selman, and I appreciate this opportunity to be on your program today to help reinforce your involvement with HCG, help your patients follow your protocol. And I just want to really emphasize to all the listeners right now, Dr. Selman, to be compliant with this program. For those people that decide to consult you and go on this program, it is critical that they be 100% compliant and follow all of your recommendations and not deviate. Because as you know, Dr. Selman, sometimes people want to increase their caloric intake and try to do it their way, and then they blame you when the results aren't what they expected. So we tell the patient on the very front end, here are the guidelines, here's the dietary protocol, here's what you have to do, and if you deviate, then the results are going to be some less successful. So the compliance is critical to the success of this program.
Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dr. Selman. You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
And to all my listeners, thank you for joining me. You have been tuning in to WhatWomenMustKnow.com. My special guest today is Dr. Dan Kuhn's. And this is Dr. Cheryl Selman reminding you to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.